Danny in South Belt, which over by Ellington.
The South and Belt.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
He says, I have put sheetrock back on a house that is gutted. And we've already put the roof on with a heat barrier on it and a large den with the sheetrock screws. Where those are, where the ceiling and the den is, those sheetrock screws go directly to the roof joists. There's no attic space. Then they're 2x8s, so we have about 7 inches to insulate that area from the Houston sun. Would you recommend that I use, without break, what would you recommend, he says? The big home improvement barns say they recommend those R30 fiberglass, but those are 9 inches. He says he's only got 7 inches, and he understands that you need some airflow space in there because of the radiant barrier.
You do. You don't want the insulation touching up against it. In situations we've had like that, we've actually furred down the bottom side of the rafters and give you a little more space. Take a 2x2 and nail it to the bottom of the rafters. Give yourself another inch and a half. Put the R30 in there. All you need is about a half inch to 3/4 inch air gap in there. You don't need anything big, and make sure it's vented. And if you want to do it that way, fine. If you just put R30 in there the way it is, it's going to null and void the effectiveness of the radiant barrier. So that's not going to work. So if you're going to do it and you're at a step, one more step away from doing it really well, fur down the inside of those rafters with a 2x2.